The African American abolitionist Frederick Douglass once said of Haiti, "Haiti is black and we have not yet forgiven Haiti for being black." As one of the longest struggles in the world for black liberation and anti-colonial independence, Haiti's proud blackness continues to shape the world's response to its people. It is this history and a deep racism that have shaped the Western world's response to Haiti. It is racism that allows the blatant disregard for Haiti's claims to sovereignty. It is racism that represents Haiti's historical commitment to Haiti's historical commitment to black freedom and instead claims that Haitian people, black people, are not fit to govern themselves. The nations of the UN, especially those in the mother continent, Africa, must push the battle against racism inherent in the Western treatment of Haiti and Haitian people and put in place specific processes that stop the overwhelming Western meddling and control of Haitian affairs. The UN and its Western members must also provide environmental and financial reparations for the harm done by the Western foreign interventions in Haiti, from the cholera epidemic to the role in dismantling the Haitian state over the past 20 years. Today, Haiti's assertion of its sovereignty is an assertion of self-determination for all black people. If Haiti is not free, none of us are free. Thank you.